End of an era, Dodge will stop building Chargers, Challengers in favor of electric cars. By Alana Mastrangelo on August 16, 2022. Dodge has announced a last call for its Charger and Challenger models. As the company is celebrating the end of an era and switching to electric vehicles, whether their customers want them or not. The Dodge Charger and Dodge Challenger, in current form, are coming to an end, announced Dodge's parent company Stellantis on Monday. The company added that it plans to release the look of its final 2023 Charger and Challenger models, which will come with a commemorative last call underhood plaque. "We are celebrating the end of an era, and the start of a bright new electrified future. By staying true to our brand," Tim Kuniskis, Dodge brand chief executive officer said. Kuniskis added that the brand will mark the last of our iconic Charger and Challenger nameplates in their current form in the same way that got us here. "With a passion both for our products and our enthusiasts that drives us to create as much uniqueness in the muscle car community and marketplace as possible." Stellantis is the latest automobile company to jump on the electric vehicle, EV, bandwagon. Earlier this summer, Ford CEO Jim Farley said he believes that the electric car market will soon enter an intense price war with upcoming models costing as little as $25,000. Breitbart News previously reported. Electric reports that Ford CEO Jim Farley believes that the electric car market is about to enter an intense price war as more affordable models become available. "Due to production issues and strong demand, there is nothing close to a price war in the EV market, but Farley believes that is likely to change soon." During the Bernstein Strategic Decisions Conference on Wednesday, Ford CEO Jim Farley stated that he expects to see the cost of making electric vehicles fall in the coming years, allowing them to be sold for as cheap as $25,000. "So I believe there will be, our industry is definitely heading to a huge price war," said Farley. He noted that the Mustang Mach-E currently starts at around $45,000, but the battery pack alone costs Ford $18,000 to build, a production price that he hopes to lower in coming years. Farley appears thrilled with the prospects of manufacturing electric vehicles, which may impact manufacturing employment. The CEO describes EVs as half the fixtures, half the workstations, half the welds, 20% less fasteners. "We designed it, because it's such a simple product, to radically change the manufacturability." You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.